Well, nobody wants to take away from the joy of Melburnians today, embracing their freedoms and enjoying time outside of their houses for the first time in many long weeks. But it might also be time to look overseas and learn what we can about how to manage risk in a reopened world. The United Kingdom's experiencing a worrying spike in COVID cases. This week, it's hit 40,000 cases per day. The good news is that hospital admissions and deaths are relatively low due to the uptake of vaccinations. But as the northern winter approaches, UK health leaders are urging the government to bring back certain restrictions. Here's the Chief Executive of the NHS Confederation, Matthew Taylor, speaking to the BBC.
We are saying it is at risk and we need to take measures now. Measures like wearing masks in crowded places, avoiding unnecessary indoor meetings, working from home if you can.
For more on what's causing the spike of infections in the UK and how we in Australia can avoid the same fate, I spoke to Associate Professor Sanjaya Senanayake from the Australian National University. Sanjaya Senanayake, you've been watching the case numbers out of the UK. What's your take on why there's been this recent spike there?
Look, it's too early to say, but you have to go through all the possibilities. The first one is, could it be due to more testing? But if you look at the testing levels, they haven't really changed. They're about 900,000 to 1 million tests per day. So that's one issue. If that is the case, could it be the colder weather? We're certainly heading towards winter. We know that the COVID virus, SARS-CoV-2, does seem to prefer the cold weather, although it isn't particularly cold at the moment in the UK. Then there could be other issues that people are moving more closely together, but some data from the UK has suggested that's not really the case, except maybe in the workplace setting, although a lot of people are still working from home. So one issue that's come up is, could it be due to waning of immunity? And the only way to know that is when we look at these cases that we've seen with this recent rise and see if it's more likely to occur in a fully vaccinated person than it did previously.
When England reopened, there weren't any requirements for masks or social distancing or checking vaccine passports at the cafe, but the infections are now going up. So can we read anything into that lack of restrictions being in place?
Look, it's hard to say because it's been that way since they opened up in July. However, we do know that within the UK, Scotland, for instance, is more likely to see mask wearing than in England. So again, if we can look at these cases and see if there are more higher proportion in the UK than in Scotland, that might point towards that as being a factor.
What do we know about how long we've got after our double vaccinations before our immunity starts to wane?
Well, this is still an area of conjecture. Some people firmly believe it on the basis of observational studies that we've been looking at, particularly in places like Israel and the US, that maybe 5 or 6 months after your full two doses of vaccination, that your immune response might wane. And in the UK that we were talking about at the moment, they have started giving a third dose of vaccine to older people to address that. And again, if we find that this spike in cases has a higher proportion of fully vaccinated people than previously, that might point towards that.
What about European countries as a comparison? Why are they faring better at the moment after reopening in those countries, like France and Germany, for instance?
So France and Germany have certainly got more restrictions in place when it comes to COVID than the UK, which, as we've just discussed, has really completely opened up and dropped all restrictions. So you have to remember that dealing with COVID is not just there's not just a single strategy, but it's a bundle of strategies. So if you've got some of those strategies in place, that's likely to mitigate the number of COVID cases than having none at all.
Infectious diseases expert, Associate Professor Sanjaya Senanayake from the Australian National University.